Blog Talk Radio. To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, August 22nd, 2015, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. I have a co-host. He's Alfred Edmond Jr. I won't delay. I'll go ahead and bring him in. I'll tell you a little bit about the show, and we will get this party started. Come on in, Alfred.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. And in particular, real briefly, I want to say Happy Self-Love Saturday to all my peeps at MegaFest 2015, where I was yesterday, where we delivered the Grown Love and Money session. Love and money protect yourself at all times. So all of you who attended that session at MegaFest, thanks for coming out. I know many of you are now new members of the Grown Zone Nation.
Yes, welcome,
so
welcome.
welcome, especially if you took some time to listen to the show. We know MegaFest is still going on, so if you're not on the show yet, you can listen to it later on demand. And I want to give a special shout-out particularly to two people. Marquita Miller, thank you for introducing my session and doing such a great job. Marquita Periscope, part of the session.
Yeah, so good stuff.
So look up Marquita Miller on Periscope and you can catch
but
it.
But only for the next step.
No,
maybe,
it's
no,
gone. It's gone. So. But thanks, Marquita. And I got to give love to Miko Branch, author of Miss Jessie's book. Go out and buy Miss Jessie's book. Miko only found out the night before I was even at MegaFest. She was there front and center in the front row with her copy of Loving in the Grown Zone. And I was so happy.
And posting
that
she, and sharing in social media.
So love to Miko Branch.
Yes,
and thanks for all your love. And y'all need to go out and buy her book. Just look hashtag Miss Jessie's book. It's a great business book, and I recommend it strongly. So thanks, Miko.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so welcome to this show, and you will be glad you're here. What are we talking about today? How to stay out of relationship wrecks. This edition of Grown Zone Radio poses the question, suppose we approach driving a car the way we are taught to operate in our love lives. Don't bother reading and studying the manual. Rules of the road? What rules? And who needs practice and instruction? Just jump in the car and go. Well, the truth is, we don't have to wonder, because most of us approach relationships as if we're just born knowing how to love safely. And as a result, we are in danger to ourselves and to others, including our passengers, including our children, and anyone we encounter along the way. Today on Grown Zone Radio, we're bringing it to you straight, no chaser, as if it's any different, because that's
right.
How we roll.
Every week.
To tell you what it takes to stay out of relationship wrecks, because you don't just know how to do this. You don't have this as a skill set when you come here. I don't care who told you you do. You do not. So, Alfred, we've been talking about this for a very long time.
Yes, yes.
And the reality is, there is a way to stay out of relationship wrecks, and it is to get skilled at it. And we ain't boasting, but we just happen to know the way, and we wrote a book about it. So we want to talk to you very, very straight about this. The first way to know how to stay out of relationship wrecks is to put on your student cap and read the manual. What manual? Well, think of Loving in the Grown Zone as your driver's manual for relationships. We wrote the book about it.
The whole point of us writing Loving in the Grown Zone, and those of you who are already members of the Grown Zone Nation know that that's our book by myself and Zara Green. You can learn about it by going to lovinginthegrownzone.com. You can order it anywhere, soft copy, hard copy, ebook, however. But what we recognize, both through our own personal experiences and through professional and personal observation, is that we don't operate with the manual for how to choose and operate healthy relationships.
Yes.
Now, let me break that down a little bit. There are a lot of relationship books out there, okay? Some of them are good.
Yes.
Some of them we even recommend.
Yes.
But here's the deal. Most of them either deal with, and I'm going to use the metaphor of your driver's manual or learning how to drive.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. So there are the relationship books that says, we can show you how to get a more and better cars, meaning more women or more sex or more men.
Yeah.
Or we can show you how to upgrade to a nicer car.
Mm.
So you have these relationship books that says, oh, you want the man or woman of your dreams, stop dealing with those used cars and get a really fly car.
Or somebody who can really pay for the lifestyle that you,
exactly.
that you want.
Exactly.
Or the eye candy that's going to be even prettier.
Or
and
your sexual fantasies,
your,
that fly sexy car.
Yes.
But very, very few relationship books, and none like Love Me in the Grown Zone, says we're going to teach you how to drive the car.
Yeah.
How to choose a car that's safe for you, that's right for you, that's healthy for you, and that will help you to avoid the wrecks.
And how to maintain it so that it continues to serve you.
Exactly. Exactly. So think of your driver's manual. What's that for? It teaches you the rules.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches the rules. Now, it doesn't teach you how to drive.
Come on.
But it does teach you the rules of the road.
So
and
you
unfortunately,
know.
But unfortunately, what we've been taught is that because we have the capacity to love, it is true that we're all born with the capacity to love.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same thing as knowing how to love.
That's right.
But what do? We just go out there willy-nilly,
mm-hmm.
and we're told just pray on it, you know, wish on a star.
Or your
wait
heart
for
will
that
tell
feeling.
You.
Your heart, yeah, your heart's going to beat fast.
Follow your heart.
You know, follow your heart. Or some of us, our palms get sweaty. Our panties get sweaty. You know, we think of all these so-called signs that says, go ahead and love. But if we approach driving in the same way, you know, I saw that car got me excited, I just jumped in.
And went out on the interstate.
On the interstate, on the highway, we'd be wrecked. So the first way to stay out of relationship wrecks is to read the manual. Read the driver's manual. In our case, read the lover's manual,
yes.
which is our book, Loving in the Grown Zone. Or find some book that tells you how, not what.
Put on a student
cap. We are recommending strongly to you, I can say for a fact, because everybody knows I'm a voracious reader, there's no book like Loving in the Grown Zone when it comes to laying out the rules of the road and understanding how to safely make decisions that will lead to the healthy relationships, first with yourself,
yes.
which is the foundation.
Yes.
It's knowing your own self, knowing your own propensities, knowing your own needs, your own desires, your own wants, and then saying, okay, based on that knowledge, now I understand the rules of the relationship roads.
Yes.
That can help me to navigate my way to healthy relationships.
Because I have taken the time to invest
yes.
in myself and my own lover's education so that I am now skilled. Because the book is going to give you some knowledge, but the skillfulness is really learning to navigate what it is that you then learned, okay? What it is that you then know. So let me just go through some of the things that you learn in Loving in the Grown Zone. You learn that adulthood just happens, that is not the same as having lover's education and really knowing how to make good choices in relationships.
Because only grown people should be allowed to drive.
There we go. You'll learn to find healthy love by first embracing your single life and knowing what that means. You'll learn the three signs, and all we did was three in the book, but you'll learn as you continue to read the book so many others, signs that he is not a grown man or that she is not a grown woman. You'll learn why it's foolish to rush into relationships. You'll learn what keys there are to healthy relationships. And what a quality mate is, and why it's never healthy to do makeovers on people. You'll even recognize within yourself
yes.
the need to do makeovers on people, and then recognize how that is not that's not going to be to your benefit and in creating healthy relationships. That particular propensity in you needs to be dealt with before you're even in the space for a healthy relationship. So yeah, I'm just going through some of the
We're telling you what's in the lover's manual.
That's it.
That's what we're telling you. So to avoid relationship wrecks, you have to first read the manual.
Yeah,
and we have written the manual for you, Loving in the Grown Zone. Talk to anybody who's already read the book.
Yeah.
Once you read this book, you will not approach your decision-making in relationships in the same way.
Absolutely.
Because now you have a manual.
That's still right.
May not know how to do it yet.
That's right.
But you understand, okay, here's the rules of the road. Here's
Absolutely. The
danger zone. Here's the signs that think this is going to be trouble down here. Don't go this way.
Yeah.
Here are the boundaries and the standards that I need to abide by as I navigate my way to a healthy relationship.
Or to even know that that you should have qualifiers.
Yes.
As you go into relationships, that any old boy, old girl shouldn't do. Just because they're cute doesn't mean that they should have space in your heart. What that means is you need to raise your standards.
Well,
qualifiers aren't established. They're not good qualifiers.
The bottom line point we're going to be making throughout this show is that the standard for love is the same as the standard for driving. Is it safe?
Yes.
Is it safe?
Yes.
Is what I'm about to do safe? Is who I'm about to go with safe? Is this relationship safe? That's the same for love and driving. And the whole point of driver's ed is to train you to make safe decisions behind the wheel of a car.
And
the whole point of loving in the grown zone is to help you to make safe decisions as you navigate and operate in your relationships.
And here's the other thing. The rules are how you navigate the paths that you take and the decisions that you make are not going to be one size fit all, and that's why you need to be guided by self-love.
Yes.
And self-love is an issue of individuality. What is self-loving? There are some general principles that are self-loving, but there are some things that you will do for you because you are an individual with individual needs, and you will need to be loved a certain way that only somebody who's willing to make you their favorite subject will understand, get, and deliver.
That's why there are driver's tests, because every test is determining the individual capacity of each person to operate a vehicle.
Yeah.
So you have to, you can use loving in the grown zone to test yourself, to say, where am I prepared and where am I qualified and where am I unqualified to navigate my relationships? And then you can use it as a test to test others.
Absolutely.
Are they qualified to even be in your car, much less get behind the wheel and help you navigate what you're doing? So again, you can't avoid relationship wrecks without a manual. Driving blind, whether in your car or in your relationships, is a guaranteed path to relationship wrecks.
And here's the reality. A lot of the drama that we see in relationships, we've been taught that if it ain't crazy love, it ain't love. That love makes you crazy. That there's just a certain amount of drama that you can expect, and that's where some good sex comes from and all those kinds of things. You've got so much coming at you about what love is that you do yourself a huge injustice to not get in a lover's ed class to really find a lover's ed tribe that's going to help support some healthy decision-making.
Because you need to recognize crazy love is nothing but crazy, by the way. That's the equivalent of somebody telling you, press the pedal to the floor and take your hands off the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, won't that be fun? Won't that be thrilling? Woo! Wee! Woo! But there are people who are addicted to that kind of drama.
Yes. Yes. And as a result, and being addicted to it just simply means that it's what they are. So they attract it.
Yep.
Okay? You don't get what you don't get what you say you desire or deserve. You get what you are. So you have to be able to sort through what you are, so that you can uproot that stuff that is that continues to bring to you the things that make that have you in unhealthy situations
and making unhealthy decisions.
Okay, so
got the manual.
Yeah, you got to read the manual.
Loving in the grown zone.
Yes.
Now what do you got to do, baby?
Now you're prepared for some driver's ed classes or some lover's ed classes.
We lover's ed instructors. That's
we are
do.
Lover's ed instructors.
So listen up. You can't just read the driver's manual and then hop behind the wheel of the car.
No, because now some real skillfulness has to happen. You've got to now, now you can put your training wheels on. You know, now you know the rules of the of this lover's education. But now, how do I successfully navigate my way in the world when it comes to relationships so that I don't crash and burn?
You need education and training, y'all.
And so, in order to get access to some lover's ed, then we've written the book about it. But we also have some other things in order to have you. Cross the bridge as a bridge, then we've got some ebooks for you. We've got some private groups, a private group in Facebook for you. And we've got many other offerings in the forms of classes that are that some already have been offered, and we've got many more that are in the pipeline. And we want you to be in the space to enroll for those.
Yes.
In order to make some healthy decisions. So the first thing we're going to do right now, baby, is to offer people to go to one of the ebooks that we can give you now is 9 Ways to Finding Healthy Love, Even If You Have No Idea Where to Look.
Yes.
And you just go to grownadvice.com. When you do that, then that will enroll you to be able to have access to our private Facebook group, as well as be on our list so that you are getting some the responses we get from the emails that we send out every week are incredible.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
People are, it's just incredible. We are very transparent in how we share, and every single one of those give you a perspective on how to do something better, how to view life in a different way so that you are able to navigate in personal growth and in lover's ed.
So we want you to enroll now in lover's education.
Yeah.
You will immediately, every day, get some instruction and inspiration to help you make better decisions.
Yeah.
You'll gain access to our private Facebook group where you'll get further instruction and guidance and inspiration. And as Zara said, you'll get access to a free ebook. You'll get access to classes, both existing and new ones that are being offered. We're creating a whole curriculum to train you so that after you read the manual,
now
you can enroll in lover's education courses.
Absolutely.
That will help you, starting with self-love, by the way.
Yes.
Say, I'm going to understand how to navigate and operate in my relationships as well as I would want to understand and operate, know how to operate in my car.
In fact, as of the end of next week, that's the go date for it. Understanding self and your own individuality, do not underestimate the importance of that. So much of what my life's path has been in teaching has been teaching people temperaments, their own ways of thinking and feeling and behaviors, and I use the family in order to do that. So whatever your family has been, then it will help you to see your own natural propensities as well as theirs, and then be able to, it's all transferable. Once you get that and you understand that, then you'll be able to transfer that to every other relationship that you have. So look for those things that are going to be available at the end of next week.
That family analogy, baby, is important because most of us learn how to love the way we learn how to drive. We watch how our families drive.
Yeah.
We see our parents, or our mommy or dad might have taught us how to drive, or big sister, big brother, and often what they taught us ain't the way you're supposed to be driving.
And we end up doing it. I'm still trying to break some habits from daddy.
But
I
the
tell
same
you.
Thing is with, in the absence of instruction,
yes.
It's the same thing with how we approach relationships,
yes.
Whether it's negative or positive examples. We just, you know, people tell, oh, just do what you see everybody else doing. And what do you see everybody else doing?
Yeah,
60% divorce rate,
crashing
80% of people
burning.
Unhappy in relationships, and all kinds of destruction, disrespect, infidelity, and other things that says these are relationship wrecks and you should not accept them as part of your training in terms of how you approach relationships.
Yes.
And speaking of relationship wrecks.
Yeah, yes. Baby, why don't you set up this song? I've been around here singing it all morning. So you go ahead and tell
today's me. Song is going to be the bomb, and it fits this theme of the show so well. Beginning with the beginning, which already it starts out with a wreck.
love it.
And so without further ado, listen to the Gap Band talking about burning rubber on me.
It was Uncle Charlie back
why you
want
to hurt me? Charlene, why you want to hurt me? Charlene.
Why you want to
burn rubber on a brother?
Baby, what that mean? Tell them what that mean. Talk to them about what's happening with Uncle Charlie and the gang.
Maybe even the most important point of the show. Okay,
yeah.
So you've read the manual, Loving in the Grown Zone.
Yeah.
Go to lovinginthegrownzone.com, get your manual.
Yeah.
Then you go on to grownadvice.com so you can enroll in Lover's Education.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'll get access on a daily basis to stuff that's going to help you become a better driver in your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's probably the biggest cause of relationship wrecks that we want you to avoid. We choose to ride with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Either we drive with strangers, we pick up somebody, or we get in relationships. We get in cars with strangers
mm-hmm.
without first verifying, do they know how to drive?
Mm-hmm.
Have they read the manual? Have they taken and enrolled and taken in lovers education courses? And again, we're told if he or she makes your heart beat fast, if he or she has the right body, if he or she has the right job title, if he or she has the right income, if he or she lives in the right neighborhood, got the right kind of hair, think
all
of
the attractors
that got nothing to do with
whether or not
does
a relationship.
Does this person
right.
know how to operate in a healthy relationship?
Oh, she cute, so I let her get in my car, or he's driving a fly car, so I'll get in it.
So, and how many people, and again, we, you know how we are in the grown zone, we're not just talking about hurt feelings and broken hearts.
Mm-mm.
How many people end up dead?
Come on now.
How many people end up sexually assaulted?
Hmm.
How many people end up financially raped?
Come on.
How many people end up with their children exposed and damaged and hurt because you got into a car, you got into a relationship with a stranger and found out the hard way that they were not qualified to operate in a healthy relationship?
Now, when you read Loving in the Grown Zone, you will understand that people fall into one of three categories. They are either strangers, dependents, or partner material. Now, you won't know if they're partner material for a while, okay?
Meaning you don't know if it's safe to get in with them.
Yeah, you don't know if it's safe to get in with them. There are processes. There are things that you go through and that you look for and that you test in order to see exactly who a person is. And until you've given time and opportunity, they are strangers.
And you don't ride with strangers, either as a driver or as a passenger, whether it's in your car or in your relationships.
Come on.
You do not drive with strangers. So, again, yes, you need to read the manual, Loving in the Grown Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Lover's Ed by signing up for grownadvice.com.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also need to use that as a screen and a test for who gets to ride with you and who you choose to ride with in relationships.
Are they operating with grown zone principles? Do they believe as you believe? Have they had lover's ed?
Are they qualified to even be in your space?
And that is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to get lover's ed and to make sure that anybody who's in your space is as skilled as you are to navigate the roads of relationships.
Yes.
Okay? Because there are many different – you are going to hit forks in the road every step of the way, and y'all need to be able to journey together.
Yes. Absolutely.
Safely. It's
safely,
okay? Otherwise, what's inevitable is crashing and burning.
And sometimes
like
you don't walk away
do.
From the crash, by the way.
Yeah, come on now, y'all. Come on. For real, for real. That's on the real. That's why we are so straight about this. Lose their lives in relationship wrecks. And you don't have to, okay? Neither do you have to carry around all of the effects of a bad relationship. But you got to get smarter about how you love. All right? Okay. That's what we came to say. So, baby, unless you got something else, we're going to roll up out of here.
LovingInTheGrownZone.com for the manual. GrownAdvice.com to enroll for Lover's Ed. That's all I got.
Until next time, live
and love
in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is gonna take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide. The best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I choose,
yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to make